The following is a letter that was delivered to the White House yesterday, Wednesday, the 21st of September, 2005. And it's written by Gold Star Families for Peace, Iraq Veterans Against the War, Military Families Speak Out, and Veterans for Peace. This is Scott Bergwin of KSOW Radio. I'll be reading the letter so we can play it over the air. The letter goes as follows. Dear President Bush, we are veterans, families of active duty military service people, and parents of soldiers who died as a result of the war in Iraq. We've been traveling the country from your vacation ranch in Crawford, Texas, speaking to the American people about the true cost of your war based on lies. We have brought this nation a precious gift, the truth. It is the truth that you have tried so hard to hide as you banned the media from photographing flag-draped coffins as they come into Dover Air Base. We brought the anguish of military families whose loved ones are and will be in harm's way for no good reason. We brought the determination and the pain of Iraq veterans who all took a vow to defend the Constitution of this country but were betrayed by being sent off to fight an unjustifiable war. And we brought the voice of veterans from the Vietnam War who know so well about physical and psychological damage from a war that should never have happened. In 51 cities, 28 states, and over 200 venues, we carried the message, bring our troops home now, take care of them when they get home, and never again send them off to a war based on lies. President Bush, we are outraged by the arrogance you displayed on May 1st, 2003, when you declared mission accomplished while the killing and dying continued. When you said on July 2nd, 2003, bring them on in response to a question about the armed Iraqi resistance. And when you refused to meet with the families of the fallen and with military families in August of this year in Crawford, Texas, we have come across this country to Washington, D.C. to once again ask you to meet with us. We still have questions for you. What is the noble cause for which you sent our country to war? How many more lives are you willing to sacrifice? What are you going to do to end the war? As a president, we expect you to listen to the voices of those who know the real cause of this war. We expect you to listen to the voices of those who truly support the troops. We expect you to answer our questions about this war. We expect you to hear us as we say, bring them home now. We will not cease until after all our loved ones are brought home from a war they should never have been sent off to fight, until they get the care they need, until we are sure that they are never again sent off to a war based on lies. Sincerely, Gold Star Families for Peace, Iraq Veterans Against the War, Military Families Speak Out, and Veterans for Peace.